It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Today, even more Iowa businesses are opening up across the state as the coronavirus continues to spread here.
There is a societal cost to just shutting down and not realistically moving forward through this pandemic.
That's Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday at her press conference. With me this morning to talk about these openings, plus the governor saying anyone who wants a COVID-19 test in Iowa can get one, is IPR's Grant Gerlach. Hey, Grant.
Morning, Clay.
So Governor Reynolds announced more openings this week. What are they and how is she justifying this decision?
Well, the latest batch includes movie theaters, museums, wedding reception halls, and swimming pools. They can all reopen today. And this happens as we continue to see around a few hundred new cases of COVID-19 per day. In the last week, there's been around a dozen deaths per day. But Reynolds says access to ventilators and hospital beds is still stable. She also stressed that the shutdowns have taken a serious toll on the state's economy and people's ability to pay the mortgage, buy groceries. So she's committed to moving forward. And the new orders do come with some guidelines, much like past orders have. Swimming pools are just for lap swimming or for lessons, and people have to keep their distance. Movie theaters are limited to 50% of their normal capacity. There's no self-serve drinks. Wedding venues can actually allow more than 10 people for a gathering, but they have to follow rules that keep people apart and keep everything hygienic. And next week, even more businesses are going to be open because bars can partially reopen next Thursday.
Okay, and looking even further down the road, Governor Reynolds said on June 1st, school activities, including like baseball and softball, can open up.
Yep, and summer school also. Schools will have the option of opening for summer classes in person. When it comes to baseball and summer sports, you know, that's definitely a big event for those athletes. It's also something the community can rally around. And Reynolds invited a couple baseball coaches from Van Meter to talk about that yesterday. And they did mention about being excited to get back with their students and their team. But how do you run drills if the players have to be at a distance? How do you play with no dugout? And even things like getting to games, how can you get to the games if the students can't ride a bus together? So they have to figure out all these logistical challenges. And Van Meter coach Mike Kennedy said wins and losses won't matter much if they can't keep students safe.
All right, let's shift to the other newsworthy claim that the governor made yesterday, that everybody who wants a COVID-19 test can get one. I mean, how can any Iowan get one? And, you know, where do they show up?
Well, this is specific to the Test Iowa program that the state created through a contract with some Utah companies. And the process starts by filling out the online assessment form at testiowa.com. And if you filled one out before, you should go back and update it. And you're supposed to get a link that allows you to schedule a time and place where you can be tested. Those tests were limited in the past to essential workers or people with underlying conditions. Now they're supposed to be open to anybody who wants them. And Reynolds says they have 200,000 tests available. She did acknowledge that there could be some logistical hiccups since there's probably a lot of pent-up demand for testing. And not everyone lives close to a Test Iowa site, so it doesn't mean it's easy to get to. There were 8 sites across the whole state this week. Next week, there will be at least 9. 2 of the current locations are going away in Woodbury and Blackhawk counties, but there will be 3 new ones in Marshall, Sioux, and Pottawatomie counties. So there's a trade-off there. Woodbury and Blackhawk County have been among the state's hot spots. The people who live there now are losing a testing option. But those other counties are suspected to be undercounted for the coronavirus, so we could see an increase in their numbers.
Okay, finally here, local health officials in Linn County told the governor's office that Test Iowa's lack of data has left that county at a disadvantage. What was this all about?
This comes from a Des Moines Register story that a Linn County official complained to the governor's office about receiving incomplete numbers on their positive and negative tests through Test Iowa. They also said it takes a long time for them to hear about positive test results, which throws a wrench in their contact tracing program because you can't investigate cases that you don't have results for. And at yesterday's press conference, Sarah Reister, the deputy director of the state public health department, said they're looking into it. But it highlights that there are 2 parts to this program. There's testing and there's tracing. And it raises questions about how well those parts are working together if they're going to provide helpful data in one of the state's hotspots.
All right. IPR's Grant Gerlach. Thanks.
You're welcome.